Heather.
And I'm Brittany.
We are the okayest moms, but we're also creatives, businesswomen, and best friends.
This podcast was created as a community for the modern mom.
We know you're doing your best despite the conflicting messages that you aren't doing it as well as someone else.
We believe in self-care, mom friends as our sanity, and that motherhood looks different for everyone.
Most of all, we believe that you are more than just mom.
So join us as we talk about a range of topics from motherhood to frivolous reality TV and everything in between.
Welcome to the Okayest Moms Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Okayest Moms, the podcast. Heather here, along with Brittany.
Hi.
Happy Valentine's Day, friend. We're recording on Valentine's Day.
So nice. I haven't even asked how your Valentine's Day has gone.
I keep forgetting that it's Valentine's Day, so it's been great. It's been fine. Nothing crazy. We did like a heart-shaped food for breakfast, and Isla has declared that we have to have a Valentine's Day feast tonight, which I didn't really know was a thing. But then she reminded me that we did this last year and I did kind of make it a thing. So here we are.
Kids never forget.
No, never.
Yeah, I had big plans to do heart-shaped pancakes and the whole thing. And my Walmart order, I don't have like shaped cookie things in my home. And I tried to order them and they sent the wrong ones and they substituted it. So I ended up just cutting their little freezer pancakes and hearts for Valentine's Day. They were happy.
You know, I never have really understood the whole like shaped pancake thing because you cut them up anyway. Kids. So do they ever actually see it? Like, have you seen like on Pinterest, they have like a bunny pancake for Easter with like blueberry eyes and like bacon ears. And it's like, yeah, except first of all, any kid's going to freak out that their food is touching. Like you have to cut it for them. So who cares?
Oh yeah. I've seen the Mickey Mouse ones.
Yeah.
That's deal. No.
Yeah. We folded the bacon into a heart today and that was good enough.
Great. So I have a corrections corner. Last week I said that Tyler, my husband, preferred beef over turkey. And he let me know that he actually likes turkey better than beef, especially in burgers. And I said, that's news to me.
Wow. Okay. Let the world know. The record shall state.
The record shows Tyler Garner likes turkey better than beef. How dare I misspeak?
He's got a lot of opinions.
He really does. I can't believe I didn't know. It's like, who is a stranger living in my home?
Okay, so for this episode today, this is just going to be a hodgepodge random episode. We have a couple different things that we just want to talk about, but they weren't really big enough topics to make them into full episodes. And all of our full episode ideas are still kind of half-baked. We're quite ready to send them off into the world. So you know what? Just follow us along in a stream of consciousness today.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one.
You know what? And truth be told, we don't even really know where it's going to go because we're just going to wing it because that's just what we do. But we would love if you could rate and subscribe to our podcast if you haven't already. I'm sure you've heard by now, but it helps other people find us in iTunes and it just, you know, it boosts our egos, which who doesn't need a little ego boost these days? All right. So we will be back after this quick break.
And we're back. Well, should we talk about what I did today?
I mean, I feel like that's all you talk about.
Tyler has had a crazy work 2 weeks and he realized yesterday he didn't get me flowers or anything for Valentine's Day, which is fine. In general, I don't love flowers. I feel like they just die. I mean, they're pretty while they're here, but then they're kind of pointless. And so he said I should pick out a new plant as my flowers for Valentine's Day. And then I had to proceed to find my own plant, but that's beside the point. And
which is probably better.
And yeah, it's probably for the best. It gave me, yeah. And so I found this lady on Facebook Marketplace. She runs a little shop out of her garage. And while, yes, I was afraid to get murdered going there alone, we went today and it was...
So instead, you took your whole family.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's harder to kill four people than one, right? And it was beautiful. She was very knowledgeable and very sweet. And she answered all my questions that I had, which were aplenty. My kids were begging to leave. And I picked out a new plant for Valentine's Day. And that's one of the things I'm just loving right now, being a plant mom. So I already have a Monstera so I talked about in Long Story Short with Megan and Wendy, I talked about how my plants were making me happy right now. And I specifically mentioned this Monstera that I got for my anniversary that is thriving for some reason. It's sprouting new leaves everywhere. It just absolutely loves me, apparently. And so I got another one for my office, a smaller version. See if I can make it grow too.
Okay. We'll see if you can repeat your success.
Fingers crossed.
I have also been bitten by the plant bug. I thought for years and years I had a black thumb. Turns out I just didn't know what I was doing. I am an overwaterer because I just feel like in every biology class I ever had, it was always like hammered into me that plants need water. And so I just feel like they need a lot of water. Turns out most don't need water at all. So another point for the American education system.
Well, I also blame, we're constantly trying to get our kids to drink water. So it's
right
in us.
Right. Well, and I think that's part of it too, is like, I just assume that it needs constant attention and care. And the other living things in my house, but they're actually much more low maintenance than that. And I recently put a plant on AJ's nightstand, and at first he was annoyed because it was like taking up too much space or something. Like basically I was just out of a flat surface and I needed like a good spot to stick a plant. And it's a snake plant that I had repotted. And I guess like, is it propagating if you just like split up the plant?
Oh, no, I think you just split it.
I don't know. We're like very amateur plant ladies. So basically it got too big for the pot. So I split it into two smaller plants and I needed an extra spot. And so I put it on AJ's nightstand, like, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months ago. And it just started to sprout two little sprouts on the inside. And he was so excited today because he just saw it for the first time. He was like, look at, it's growing. And I'm like, careful, that's how they get you. And so he's into it now too.
He likes that spot right next to him.
No. So it also, you know, now that the cats finally stopped digging in it, that has been helpful, but
yeah, Tyler is definitely all in too. That's the trick. Like if you want to be able to get whatever plants you want, you get your husband's wrapped in too.
Oh no, that's like my trick for everything. So when you do a big online order, if you just add in a couple things for them, then they don't look at anything else. So I actually just did that because I did a big Old Navy order, which always starts out as stuff for the kids. But then, you know, like I throw a couple things in for me. And Old Navy actually has really good tall sizing. So that's where we get the majority of AJ's clothes anyway. And so I just threw in a couple things for him. And he was like, oh, okay. Like he doesn't even like look at anything else. Like, oh, for me.
They love to be flattered.
They're simple creatures. So what is your favorite plant right now?
I really love my Monstera. It grew like two new leaves over the course. I've had it since October and they're the biggest leaves on there. And I look at them all the time and they're so beautiful. It just makes me so happy. And it's down kind of in our dining room area. I guess it's a north facing window, which I guess is weird. Usually they like more light, but it loves it there. Yeah, that one's my favorite. What about you?
Oh gosh, it's so hard to say.
I know.
I got a Chinese evergreen for my birthday in October. And that one might be my favorite one right now because it's growing the most. And I just got two new leaves on it. And living in the bathroom, which apparently like this Chinese evergreen like loves a bathroom. And so It's just like when you find like the right spot for it to be in and you see it growing, it's just, especially right now when I feel like I have no control over anything and I can't do anything right, it just feels so rewarding to be like, look what I did. I mean, obviously, like, I'm not really doing anything, but like, look what I helped this plant do.
I mean, it's just all about finding the right environment for it to thrive, right? But it's like that for us too.
Yeah, that's true. You
know, a feeling of accomplishment.
It is, yeah. When there's so few right now. Although Louie, our new kitten, he's kind of a putz, and he's been digging in I think it's a zebra plant that I have brought back from the brink of death and is thriving now. And he thinks it's like his personal playground. He just like is always digging in it. I had to put tin foil around it, which was very irritating to me because it looked really ugly on this plant I worked so hard to bring back. And so he's kind of started to leave it alone, but like all my snake plants have like teeth marks in them. And
you should get one of the like stand things. They make taller ones than that.
Because he couldn't climb in it?
Well, like, maybe it would be harder for him to get in if it's tall enough.
No, nothing will stop this guy. Nothing. He has learned how to get on like the newel post of our stairs because it's flat, and he just sits there like a gargoyle. Such a weird cat.
Have you mentioned your theory on this podcast of where his soul came from?
Oh, I am pretty sure. So we lost our family dog in, gosh, I don't know, maybe August, September. I can't remember. Because what is time? And he was a lab golden retriever, like fully food obsessed, just like a big dope, and like had to be where everybody was, like nosy, like the most like stereotypical golden retriever lab dog there ever lived. And I'm pretty sure that we have, that he reincarnated as Louie. Because this cat will... he jumps all over the counters. He, like, wherever there's food, he is right there. Like, if he loves meat, he's jumped on my plate before to steal my food. He's stolen everybody's food. He's like the weirdest little cat. So I think he might be.
I kind of love that.
Yes. The cat has really brought, that's one thing we're loving right now. It's brought a lot of energy and life back to our house because we do have an older cat who's very cranky and does not like the kids like at all. And so I'm not a pet person. I'm not like a huge animal person. Like I love my pets, but I don't like love other people's pets or just like pets, animals in general. But there was definitely a hole missing when we lost Astro. And so to have an animal again is good. I'm enjoying it, but I'm not enjoying shenanigans with my plants.
Yeah, the plants, and you'll be good, cat.
And now he's limiting my plant selection because now I have to make sure that they're non-toxic for cats, especially because I know he's chewing on them. So that's
probably good for kids too, though.
Listen, if my kids are chewing on my plants, we have bigger problems. Although I wouldn't put it past them.
How many plants do you have now? Have you counted them?
No, I don't know. I have a lot, like a lot. And I water them like once a week and I'll pull them all and I bring them to the kitchen. And
they all get to see each other.
Yeah. AJ loves to make fun of me because he like always has some one-liner about like, are you lost in the jungle or like something.
Oh my God.
Typical dad. He likes to like take pictures of me by surprise where like I like look like a Sasquatch sighting through the trees, and like he sends them to Brittany and Tyler. It's so fun.
They're pretty great.
I don't know. I have a lot. There's at least like two or three in each room.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's turning into a problem kind of, but
No. I just went to a back alley to get a plant. I think I have more of a problem than you.
That's true. I'm not on the dark web looking for plant dealers.
You're going to go to her because she's so good. If you're local and need like a plant supplier,
a plant dealer. Have you started trying to propagate your own plants?
I really suck at it. Yes, I've tried with my snake plant and one other one. And they just get all soggy and I give up and throw them away.
Yeah, I didn't realize, this is going to sound so stupid, but I didn't realize you had to change the water each week when you were trying to propagate something.
Yeah. I would change it when it would get cloudy, and I think I changed it too much.
Oh.
I don't know. There's a lot more things out there.
I know. See, that's the thing with a plant is that they're very particular. Like you can't, like you said, you can't water them too much. You can't water them too little. You can't have too much light, too little light. But once you figure
out different, which makes it hard too. I'm constantly Googling.
Right. And I bought a couple plants from Costco recently, but they don't have the little like stick in them that tells you what they need. And it doesn't tell you their name either. So that's a fun game of like, what does this plant want?
You know, are you in House Plant Hobbyist on Facebook?
No.
That's really helpful when I know the name of a plant and what it needs, and yeah. I just search in there, and there are like tons of plant people.
TikTok is really good for that too.
What?
TikTok.
Oh, I have found plants I want on TikTok.
No, there's tons of really good care videos and like how to, and it made it really easy to like realize like, oh, like, okay, I can do it. I need to like see how to do it. I can't just like read Google search result about like, why is my plant brown? Because fun fact, your plant could be brown because it's getting too much water or not enough. Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
You know, I need my learning content to be engaging, or I don't want
to. Exactly. With like a trendy song behind it.
Right.
Yeah. What are some good like beginner plants you think would be good if somebody is listening and wants to start trying to up their plant game but doesn't know where to start? What would you recommend?
I started with a snake plant. I've heard a snake plant, a ZZ plant, or like if you want something trailing down, like hanging from the wall, a pothos is really easy. I think those are the first three I got.
Yeah, I think those are all good. And I'm pretty sure all of those are non-toxic too.
Oh, good.
Although I am currently killing a ZZ plant, so...
How?
I'm not sure. So it got too big for its pot. Mm-hmm. And so I went to replant it, and then like it just stopped growing. And so then I thought it had a root rot, which is what happens when you water it too much, which I have a tendency to do. And ZZ plants really don't need water very often. And so I ended up unpotting it because I thought it had root rot and it was fine. And so then I repotted it, and it like nothing has happened. And this has like been going on for like a year. So I mean, it's not really dead, but it's not really thriving either. So
yeah. And they have those rhizomes in there that hold water for so long.
Right. So I don't know.
Well, according to my new plant friend I met today, she said in winter, most plants won't grow. Like they're all going to be stalled for a while.
Right. So I'm trying to just kind of let it ride for a little bit, but it's hard because I just I over care for them. Like I just like want to like do more. And
you're just so fucking nurturing.
You can't speed up the process. They're stubborn.
Like, right now.
Right. Like, can you please show me a sign of life? Like, is that so hard? All right. So what else other than plants?
I got a silk pillowcase. And
you did?
I did. I got one for Tyler, too. I used your little trick of getting something for him, too.
That bougie bitch.
I told him it would help with wrinkles, and he was all in.
Oh, my God. Is he watching?
He says he doesn't see a difference in that. I don't see a difference in that either, but I...
Oh, really? You haven't seen a difference in, like, 3 weeks?
Right. I am losing a lot less hair than I was, and... It could be because I'm not as stressed about the political situation, or it's my silk pillow,
Or it's a mixture of both. That's what I want to believe.
Well, but haven't you also started using a better shampoo?
Yeah, but I started that a long time ago. It could be that too.
Because I noticed that once I started using a better, like, cleaner shampoo, I have been losing a lot less hair.
Yeah.
Which actually is one thing I'm really loving right now. I have a really... Okay, so did you know that there's a difference between dandruff and just a dry scalp? Not the same thing. Apparently dandruff is like oily and like flaky still, but like that like white snowy stuff is just your dry scalp.
Oh, interesting.
So I get a really bad dry scalp every winter, and then you add in like the dry shampoo, and like it's just like my scalp is just always itchy and gross and like a lot of buildup. I recently got this, I believe the brand is Briogeo, and it's a charcoal clarifying shampoo, and it's a little pricey. I had to get it at Sephora, and then I used that and one of those silicone scalp brushes and like just scrub the shit out of my head.
But that's good.
Oh, it feels so great. And my hair is so soft after. And it's a kind of a different shampoo because it lathers, but not in the same way like a regular drugstore shampoo lathers. And it's like in a tub. So you have to like scoop it out kind of. And I'm afraid to use too much because it's kind of pricey. But
I think that's actually good though, because when I switched mine, I was the same way. I'm like, this is so expensive, I don't want to reorder it yet.
Yeah, but you really don't need a ton.
Right.
That's part of the reason like it builds up on your scalp is because you're using too much. So it's kind of like a clarifying shampoo, and I've been using it once a week. That's like my Sunday treat. I like go scrape my scalp in the shower.
And what do you do for conditioner? I just
have been using, it's a Shea Moisture conditioner, like coconut conditioner, which I don't love. I've been on this journey, which has been a legit journey because I can't find one that I like, to find like a better, greener hair product. Because really all I use for as far as hair products is shampoo and conditioner, which is why I kind of felt okay spending a little bit more. So this tub of Briogeo is $45. But I bought it back in November and I'm still not even halfway through it. So I feel like because I'm only using it once a week. So I'm going through it pretty far. But I have a bottle left of my old crappy drugstore shampoo and conditioner that I've just been trying to get through because I have this like weird thing about throwing things away. And I legit notice a difference. On the days I use the really crappy one, my scalp is so itchy because I looked up the ingredients of it and it has like formaldehyde and all these things. This was like, did I really have a dry scalp or were the things I was using making it dry? And so Briogeo technically isn't like super pure clean, but it doesn't have phthalates, parabens, like all those things. And it's a black woman owned. So I'm kind of realizing that because I was using this app called Think Dirty, which rates it on a scale of 1 to 10 of like how green it is. And this doesn't, I think it was like a 7 or 8 out of 10. So like immediately you think, oh, not great. But now I'm realizing that, okay, it already doesn't have all these other things that I was using before. So that's an improvement. Mm-hmm. And I'm putting my money where my beliefs are and supporting a black owned business. So it's kind of like a balancing act. Is it like 100% perfect? No, but I'm seeing results. I like it. And it's already better than what I was using. So good enough.
I realized when I was like trying to think of things, all I have anymore is talking about skincare, plants, or TV or food.
It's like, well, that's also because you're old. So,
but that's what I was wondering. Is this pandemic induced or is this just because I'm going to be 34? Like,
I don't know about you, but whenever it's like around my birthday, I kind of like start to have this like mini midlife crisis of like, oh my God, I'm turning another year older. And like everything I start to think
come through that lens. And I think it's just,
it's like a quarter life crisis every single year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just that.
Great fun. Great fun.
So what skincare are you loving right now?
So my, I've mentioned this to you before, I think, but I learned about this toner from Skin by Blair. Mm-hmm. And I,
which is an Instagram account.
At Skin by Blair, yes, mm-hmm. on Instagram. It is the Revision Soothing Facial Rinse, which is a very confusing name. It is a toner, and I use it in the morning and at night, like after I wash my face, and it's very gross what still comes off my face after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really like it. It's mild, but I feel like it gets the job done. I don't love spending a lot of money on my face, but as soon as I started paying for higher quality products, like no, my cystic acne on my chin has, I mean, you can still see one there, but it used to be all over.
Listen, I have a bone to pick with you about your cystic acne recommendations. You had recommended The Ordinary, which I love The Ordinary product line. It's, the price point is amazing. The products are fantastic, and I've never been steered wrong. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to Brittany. I'm going to buy this Niacinamide Niacinamide or whatever the hell it's called.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. But I have a rebuttal already ready.
I now have, you know, those little white dots that newborns get on their nose, the milia. I now have two of them on my chin. Turns out they're like little tiny cysts of clogged pores. And it says like, don't pop them. And you basically need like an esthetician to like take a needle and like pop them. And I don't know when I'll be in an esthetician's table again.
You're such a rule follower. I would just pop them.
No, they're like right on my chin. I feel like they're going to be very noticeable if I fuck it up. And
this is a common problem with that type of ingredient, apparently. And it's at the Skin by Blair has a whole saved highlight about like, don't give me that look.
Funny how you mentioned this now.
You have to use something for like a few months and it all evens out or whatever. But if you don't like it, that's fine. You don't need to use it. I actually don't use it anymore now that I have this.
Oh, interesting.
But I just felt like it wasn't doing much.
I mean, hey, I'm more than willing to pay for the good shit, but if there's a $5 dupe at Target, I'm also for that.
Well, yeah, totally. And I'm willing to try that.
One skincare item I have really been loving lately, which actually a lot of you recommended to me on Instagram, what is the CeraVe retinol serum? Mm. It's really good. I like it a lot.
It's good stuff.
Yes. And if you, retinols are kind of tricky because they can be really harsh and really, they can really tingle a lot. If you kind of have to like work your way up to using them, and they can make your skin really flaky. And this one is, I feel like it's a good entry level one if you're not used to using them, but I like how it goes on so smoothly. And usually when you put a retinol on, the next day your face is really flaky, and because you basically like burning off the first couple layers of your skin, it's real great. But I don't notice a ton of flaking with this one, and it doesn't tingle a lot. It's very, it's very nice.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
I have another, it's kind of skincare. It's like, it's more of a color correcting thing. And this was like a TikTok viral product. It's the Dr. Jart Sisapair Tiger Grass color correcting formula. I have like borderline rosacea and I get very red. And I have just been using this, you know, when I go out in public once a month, using this as basically as foundation, and it just takes the red out of my face and I don't need anything else. It's been really nice.
I got a sample of that a million years ago in a Sephora box and I didn't really like understand what it was.
So. Yeah, no, I never would have known if one, I didn't see it on TikTok, and then two, it was discussed in a group I'm in. And I'm like, okay. And it has to be very particular. Like you have to warm it up on your fingers first and then like pat it on, not rub it in. And it's so good. It's expensive though.
Well, the good stuff is.
It's so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Still looking for a dupe of my Murad sample I got.
Murad products are so good. So back in my dink days, I used to be a part, I had a membership at Massage Envy, and I would get a massage once a month. And then they also started offering facials. And so I would get a massage and a facial every month, and they had Murad products. And that's how I got like hooked into like the good skincare shit. And they, it's worth it. They have some really good stuff.
Oh, I'm very tempted if I can't find, so if, I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but it's a Murad. It's like an orange bottle. It's a vitamin C brightening serum. And I loved it. And I had no idea how much the full size would be. And I went to add it to my Sephora cart, and it was $80. And so I was very sad. I honestly, though, if I can't find one that's similar, I might just get it.
A good vitamin C is really worth it. So the Ordinary, try this one from the Ordinary first. So it comes.
Get it.
Did you get it?
I haven't tried it yet.
Okay. So it's like the highest concentration of vitamin C you can get on the black market. So it does sting. It's kind of like a retinol, and you have to be careful not to use it with other exfoliating things because you'll like literally burn your face off.
Good.
Yeah. So you have to put it on, and then I would use it with like a milder moisturizer to like, when I heard this, there was like some term for it. Like basically the vitamin C, like in your Murad product, is straight vitamin C mixed with like an agent to like help spread it on your face basically. And like counteract with the vitamin C. So I would take a little bit of, do you use the hyaluronic acid from the Ordinary?
Yeah, I have it. I don't use it every night though.
Okay. So I would put the vitamin C on and then put the hyaluronic acid on too, to kind of like, because it's really gritty and grainy, the vitamin C is. And so it feels very strange, and it's like, why would I put this on my face? It's like rubbing kinetic sand on your face, and it makes no sense.
Hmm.
But then you use the hyaluronic acid, and then it kind of helps like smooth it out and like kind of like moisturize your skin too, and like kind of like counteract the harshness of it. I'm not explaining this well, but
it makes sense. So this vitamin C, the Murad kind, you put on in the morning, like before or after moisturizer, like before any other serums.
Mm.
It was like a morning, like brightening, and it was just,
oh no. See, this one I would do at night before bed.
Yeah. And it was more of a cream, because somebody
in our
Instagram stories recommended the Inky List vitamin C. I got that too to try in the morning. Hmm. But it's more of a serum, like clear. The texture is just different.
Yes. I have one, Derma E.
Mm.
Makes a good one that's hyaluronic acid and vitamin C together. Which is really good. It's more of like a serum, and I accidentally ordered the wrong one, and I'm kind of annoyed because it's like more of a lotion-y texture, which is, I don't love. I like the serum one better. And that was good, but the vitamin C dosage is a lot smaller.
Oh, it's like, you need like another degree just to do all this.
You really do.
All right. What else you got?
We recently redid our living room, and I am obsessed with it. So basically, we moved into our house about 5 years ago and just like threw some furniture down because Isla was a year old. I was pregnant with Nolan, and like there was no point to have anything even remotely nice in our house.
You just bought a house. So
yeah, well, yes, that too. Yeah, there was also that. And so recently, and we did not have, like the couch was like from Costco, and the spring had recently broken in it, like right in the spot where AJ sits. And so he was unhappy. I was fine with it. And I have described this couch as like the family Kleenex, because like we had two newborns with it and a dog, and the kids ate on the couch, and like it was just, It was gross. It was. And he's been working a ton of overtime. So I would like to send a shout out to the white extremists for helping us buy a new couch. So we got, and it's really hard to find a couch for the stage of life we're in, because I, like, if I had it my way, I would get the couch that I loved, but also that's expensive and the kids are still kids. And so, like, we wanted something like between, like, you know, like the Pottery Barn dream couch and like the Costco special. So we ended up finding one at Macy's that seems to fit the bill, even though it's still expensive. Couches are so expensive. I don't understand why. And I put in curtains and we got a new rug and we actually have a coffee table now because our kids are mostly domesticated enough that I think we can have one. Like every day I quiz Nolan, like, what's a coffee table for? And he's like, not jumping,
standing on.
Yeah. So I did go very low end on the coffee table. It was from, I think it's from Wayfair, and it was like $140 or something. So if it, when, not if, when it will be, you know, whatever. So, but it just like feels like grown-ups live here and like people who care about things. And but now Louie is like scratching the couch and
always someone, like,
seriously. So, and I'm, it's kind of dumb because my kids are still a little on the younger side that they like don't really understand how to take care of things. So I am still like yelling at them, like, stop touching that. What are you doing? Like, and so that to me is kind of dumb, but also like at some point they have to learn, right? That you can't just like stand on an end table.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it, but we also have to figure out how to move the rug under this enormous couch. So.
Oh, that still hasn't happened.
No, because I think we're going to have to move the whole couch and I don't want to be the one to tell AJ that.
Sorry. It's not funny.
No, it's not. He's not going to be happy, but
it is what it is.
That's marriage.
Right. It is nice to like walk into a room that you really like, that's my office for me right now. And you're like, oh God, I feel like a grown up in this room.
Yeah. So eventually I'm going to get all the toys out of there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Go upstairs to the playroom and be living large.
Living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
We just recently actually did that. We moved all. So since I moved my office upstairs, the front room is now like the boys' room. They call it their game room, whatever. And we moved all the toys in there. We put a TV in there so they can, if they don't like what we're watching, they can go in there. And yeah, there are no toys in my living room. It's weird.
We've had that conversation with our kids so many times of like, do you think that we got to watch whatever we wanted on the TV in the living room? Like, we would never ever say to our parents, like, I'm watching whatever. Like, are you kidding
me? This is boring.
Yeah. Oh my God. Could you even imagine? You'd say that one time and one time only.
I had a TV in my room when I was like an adolescent through high school. It was like this box TV with a built-in VCR that I would watch 10 Things I Hate About You constantly on.
So fancy.
Yeah, you know, well, my parents didn't want to be around me. So.
I wish. Is that what the problem was? I never had a TV in my room. We had one in the living room and then my parents had one in their room. And like to get to watch TV in their room was like a treat. It was like,
didn't they want to get rid of you?
Well, I guess maybe now that I think about it, like I couldn't like go in there whenever I wanted, but I guess like I, you know, like on Fridays, like TGIF, I guess I did go in there by myself. But
yeah, I didn't have a cable box hooked up to it. It was like, five channels.
Oh, just the VCR. Okay.
It's like small, like square.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But you know what? It was nice, especially for an introvert that had three little brothers.
What else? Anything else that's exciting these days?
I've been watching Dance Moms. I watched it like in the beginning seasons and I kind of fell off. And then I saw it was on Hulu and I don't really have like anything I'm watching right now that's not, you know, only one episode weekly or whatever. Yeah. And so I've been watching it and it's, I hate myself for watching it. It's so trashy and probably really awful for those poor girls, but God, it's good.
You know what? That reminds me. I did start watching the first two seasons in the beginning of summer, and it because I had never seen it. And I just feel like I needed the reality TV history of it.
Totally.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy. And it doesn't, it's just as crazy now as it was then. There's a few different moms, but.
To do a dance about like a school shooting. It's bizarre.
It's so bizarre. And Abby Lee is an awful person and very controversial.
Now I need to go back and finish because I don't know. I can't remember why I fell off, but I also went on an Instagram wormhole following where all these girls are now because I thought for sure they were just like crazy and had to be committed after being subjected to Abby Lee. And a lot of them are Instagram influencers and
against all odds, they're doing great.
Yeah. Like TikTok dancers. And
I mean, one of them is JoJo.
Right.
She's kicking ass.
Yeah. I mean,
well, that's what we do in spite of our parents.
I guess so.
We are better than them.
I have been watching Summer House. So I'm slowly working my way through all the Bravo shows that I wasn't already watching. And I've taken AJ with me. So we started Below Deck and then we went on to Below Deck Med early in the pandemonium in the panorama. And now we have moved on to Summer House and I'm into it. It's just easy and dumb. And
you know, a lot of people think that those first two seasons weren't very good. I still enjoyed it then, but it does get better.
Yeah, I could see that. Now I hear a bunch of people don't like the Workus twins and I don't hate them.
Just wait.
Okay.
I liked them at first too.
I have also finished the first two seasons of Married to Medicine, which is so good. Stop sleeping on this, everyone. Go watch Married to Medicine. And I hear such good things about the newer seasons. I did kind of have to take a little hiatus because old reality shows in like 2008, 2009 are kind of, they don't age well and they're kind of hard to watch. So needed to mix it up a little bit. Just
yeah.
The fashions are terrible.
So, especially 08 fashion.
Yes. And then one of the wives on Married to Medicine is doing like a whole like doggy fashion line. And I can't. Like I know I gotta get past that to get to the good stuff, but I needed a breather.
Yeah. God, the little dogs and rich people. I just want, still, even now, Cam on Dallas.
Yeah.
Not.
Another show that, if anybody tells AJ I said this, because he doesn't listen, I'll cut you.
Can't believe he doesn't listen.
He's really busy, okay? I know he's got AirPods now, so I don't know what his excuses could be. Anyways, I'm fine with it. I don't really want him listening. He got me hooked on WandaVision, which is on Disney Plus. It's a Marvel spinoff show. And it's definitely not my typical genre, but I think between like being forced to watch all the movies and which like I would rather watch the Marvel movies over half of the movies he wants to watch. So, and now Nolan's really into superheroes, so I have to know their names for him because he needs, I have to read all the books. I have to play superhero memory with him. Like I've learned their names. And so now I'm kind of like in, and the newer Marvel stuff is good. I don't know. And they're only 30 minutes, which I've said many times is my threshold.
So we are, I don't know, episode 3. I was kind of getting bored, but I know something's coming, so we'll probably dive back. No,
episode 3 is like the turning point.
Okay.
Like on Friday, because new episodes are released on Friday, I was like, oh, guess what we can watch tonight? And I was like, okay, what is happening?
You're in.
The other thing I'm really excited about is that I just found out I am eligible to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I qualify as a caretaker of a disabled child, and I still have to go through all of the rigmarole of like tracking down an appointment and all of that, but which so I don't not going to be able to get it anytime soon, but just to know that I'm eligible soon is exciting. And I kind of feel a little bit bad because I kind of feel like I qualified on a technicality, but
no, get it. Get it. Tyler is eligible too. So I'm tracking vaccine appointments for him.
Crazy. So I've also kind of been looking for my mom too, because she works in education. And so she's eligible in our county. And so I will look for both of us and I will get her an appointment first before I get myself one, because she needs it more. I got a text message. So our county is doing it by text message. They'll send a text out like, hey, we just posted more appointments. I got that text at, let's say, like 1:30. By the time I got up immediately and went to my computer to like get an appointment. By the time I had gotten through filling out my name, address, and all that, they were sold out.
Sold out.
Well, whatever. Taken. I don't know.
That's what it feels like. It's like a Kylie Jenner lip kit drop.
Seriously, it's crazy. So I don't think I will be getting it anytime soon, but I can see it on the horizon, and AJ is getting his second dose next week. And so that's exciting and just feels like something's finally happening.
Oh God, doesn't it feel so hopeful? When I think about getting mine, I'm going to freaking cry.
And my grandma got her first shot, and it's just exciting. So
hope, science.
Yay.
Yay. That's all I got.
Me too.
So if you leave a review, please don't talk about how this episode was all over the place.
Personally, I think these are the most fun to listen to of other podcasts. I mean, like, I love a good topic to like dive into, but sometimes just a random rap sesh is good too.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you hate it, don't tell us.
All right.
All right. See you next time.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.